This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. A Russian diplomat to the United Nations quit in protest over the, quote, aggressive war unleashed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Boris Bandarev's resignation is a rare glimpse of dissatisfaction among Russian diplomatic elite with the war in Ukraine. The government has sought to crack down on dissent and control the narrative relating to its invasion. The White House insisted that America's policy on Taiwan, quote, has not changed after President Joe Biden said that America's armed forces would step in to defend Taiwan if it were attacked by China. It was the strongest statement he has made on the matter and seemed to signal a marked departure from the, quote, strategic ambiguity America normally adopts on Taiwan. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, called for, quote, maximum sanctions against Russia during his virtual speech to the World Economic Forum in Davos. He asked foreign powers to impose an embargo on Russian oil and block the country's banks from global financial networks. Russia's diplomats and oligarchs were not invited from the annual gathering of business elites in Switzerland. Meanwhile, Starbucks announced that its 130 coffee shops in Russia would close. Christine Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank, said she expects to abandon negative interest rates by the end of September. Ms. Lagarde's statement fueled expectations of rate increases at two policy meetings scheduled for July and September. The euro rose against the dollar to its highest level in almost a month following her comments. A Russian soldier was sentenced in Ukraine to life in prison for killing an unarmed civilian. It was the first war crimes trial since Russia's invasion. Ukraine said it is investigating roughly 13,000 cases of alleged Russian war crimes. Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said that Russian forces were retreating from Severodonetsk, a city in the country's east that had been the main target of Russia's latest offensive. The offshore yuan jumped by 0.7% to its strongest level in over 2 weeks after Mr. Biden said he will review Trump-era tariffs on Chinese imports. A rollback of the tariffs could boost Chinese exports, which have been struggling amid supply chain issues and factory shutdowns. Mr. Biden said that he would speak to Janet Yellen, America's Treasury Secretary, upon his return to America from Asia. More than 1,000 people in Iraq have been hospitalized with respiratory problems as another sandstorm swept through the country. The storm, which is the ninth since mid-April, has bathed Baghdad, the capital, in an eerie orange light and caused cars to desert the roads. The government closed public buildings and airports on Monday. Fact of the day, 15.9%. How much the value of the average house in America has increased by in the past year. And correction. In Friday's edition of Espresso, we published a cartoon featuring the Hungarian flag. While the colours of the flag were correct, they were in the wrong order. Sorry.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.